Heidi and Frank Show, 1-800-955-5567. I don't know how often it is you get a chance to talk to a Hollywood icon, but if you'd like to talk to Roger Corman, he is going to be joining us in the studio. Roger is promoting his YouTube channel. I mean,
so cool.
Still going, still putting it out there. Corman's Drive-In, launching today, June 13th. Go to YouTube and look it up. The Hollywood Rebel, an iconic filmmaker, brings you his library of over 400 films.
So anything that you haven't seen of his, you can just go to the YouTube channel and watch then.
Every filmmaker in Hollywood, every actor and actress knows Roger Corman, knows of him. Let's bring him on in here. Oh, there he is.
Roger Corman in the flesh.
This is an honor. Hello, I'm Frank. That's Heidi over there. Thank you for joining us. I mean, the films that you've made, everybody has probably watched several of your films. One of my favorites when I was growing up was the Death Race series, Death Race 2000. I was like, I thought that was hilarious as a little kid. It was like, and that I loved that movie so much. So it's so nice to have you in the studio with us. YouTube. Look at you, man.
Now, how did you have somebody in your family or in your circle of your crew that says, you know what you should do? Or were you a fan of YouTube and said, you know what I should do?
I liked YouTube, but actually the idea came from Google. And Google came up with the title, Corman's Drive-In. And I questioned it. But we launched today. Today, at noon today, Corman's Drive-In starts. 2 days ago, I was in New York and giving an interview at the Apple Store, and I questioned the title Corman's Drive-In because I thought, how many people today even know what a drive-in is? So I opened up by saying, because there was an audience there, many of you may not know what a drive-in is, but on the other hand, many of you may have been conceived in drive-ins.
Very true. Very true.
Oh, and when you mentioned Death Race 2000, we got a very strange award. Maxim magazine conducted a poll, and they named Death Race 2000 as the greatest B movie of all time.
I would have to agree. I mean, it was, like I said, one of my favorite films. And you, I mean, with 400 films, whether you produced or you directed yourself, how you were able to put all these together. I like the story about Little Shop of Horrors that you did in 1960 that you set a world record for the shortest shooting schedule for a feature film in 2 days. You get things done.
Jeez, I thought Clint Eastwood worked fast. Clint Eastwood's got nothing on Roger Corman.
Yeah, like,
I would love to work for
next,
you. It's like,
next,
let's get this on. That works. Let's go. You just want to get it done and go home, right?
Actually, we never went beyond two takes on any one shot. We had one sequence where Jack Nicholson, a young Jack Nicholson, played a masochist in a dentist chair. And because of the insanity of the picture, the sequence was to end up with Jack wielding the dentist's drill. The dentist had a scalpel, and they were dueling. At the beginning of the duel, they knocked over the dentist chair, and I said to Dick Rubin, the prop man, how long will it take to fix a dentist chair? And he said, oh, I can do it in about 45 minutes. I said, the scene ends with the knocking over of the dentist chair.
Make it work.
Right.
That's so great. 2 days. My goodness. Now, did you go into it knowing you only had 2 days? Was it a certain budget?
Yeah, it was planned that way. It was really kind of a joke. There was a standing set at a rental studio I was at, and I did not have a great deal of money, and I was having lunch with a studio manager, and I said, as long as nobody's using this set, I could rent it for 2 days. And he said, what can you do in 2 days? I said, I don't know.
Sort of how we do things around here. We're like, what do you think you can do? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll just see what happens.
Let the lights on. Let's start talking.
All right.
Yeah, this is the running gag in Hollywood was that you, Roger Corman, could negotiate the production of a film on a payphone, shoot the film in the booth, and finance it with the money you found in the change slot.
Well, it was almost that way. I remember one time I was shooting a picture during the day, casting the next picture during lunch, and cutting the previous picture at nighttime. And I remember getting into bed and thinking, I have to sleep fast. And at that point, I realized I was out of control. We slowed down a little bit after that point.
Now, as far as technology, and like I said, your YouTube channel that's launching today, Corman's Drive-In, and the way content is being distributed to people now, as far as like the pace, it seems like the pace of being able to distribute your own stuff and then and the amount, the stuff that's out there, do you think it's, I mean, is it overwhelming for people? I mean, are artists or directors like yourself, or people who like you discovered a lot of people like directors and actors in Hollywood, are they getting lost in the shuffle because there's so much stuff on YouTube?
The stars are not getting lost, okay, but a lot of other people are. This is something I've been looking forward to because I've always believed the internet is really the answer for independent production. We've got a library of a little bit over 400 films, and what we're doing, we're sending out 30 pictures a month for $3.99. For $3.99, you can see 30 pictures or none or one or two, and we replace them each month, putting on another 30. So it continues, and then after we use up the 400, I guess we start.
You
got
to get to making
again.
Some more movies there, Roger Corman.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
I got to go back and shoot some more movies for my YouTube channel.
Now, you are shooting something new, right? You haven't.
I did a picture in China at the beginning of the year, a martial arts picture called Fist of the Dragon, essentially because it was a great set in China of a Chinese temple. So I took advantage of this standing set. Then I did a picture in the Philippines called Operation Rogue for Sony. And I just got back from the Dominican Republic, where we will start later this month on one of our creature features for the Sci-Fi Channel. You may or may not break up over the title. The title is Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
Sharktopus? What does this creature look like?
Your reaction to Sharktopus is exactly mine. What happened, I'd made a picture a number of years ago called Dinocroc, and the Sci-Fi Channel heard about it and asked to see it and bought it, and it got a big rating. And I was having lunch with them in New York, and they said, this has got the biggest rating of the year. We'd like to have another one. And I said, fine, Sharktopus 2. They said, no. And this is even at my age, you can still learn something. They said, if it's a motion picture, it can be Rocky 2 or whatever, but we find we want a similar title, not number 2. I said, did I say Sharktopus 2? I meant, of course, Super Gator. They said, great, we'll make Super Gator. So we went through Dinocroc, Super Gator, Piranaconda, Dinoshark, and finally they called me and they said, Roger, you come up with each title. We've got a title. And I said, what is it? And they said, Sharktopus. Do you want to make it? And I said, no. And they said, and they said, why not? And I said, I believe you can go up to a certain level of insanity with these titles, but you go over what I might call the acceptable level of insanity, and the audience turns on you.
Okay.
One thing led to another. I made the picture, highest rating of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
The trailer got 10 million hits.
Roger.
And therefore, Sharktopus versus Terracuda was the inevitable follow-up film.
Yeah, Sharktopus is here to stay. It's,
right.
It's not going anyplace.
Oh, no. I want a T-shirt. Are you kidding me?
We've got them. I'll send you one.
Perfect. I'll wear it proudly.
That's what I called Heidi, Sharktopus.
It is, and it's highly offensive.
And I'm Dinocroch. And he's Piranha Condom over there. Roger Corman is launching his new YouTube channel, Corman's Drive-In, launching today at noon. That's where the iconic filmmaker has brought his 400 films, his library of 400 films. And I think it's an awesome deal. 30 films, $3.99 a month, if you can actually watch 30 films.
There's no better deal than any.
Oh, we've got a 14-day free trial. I forgot that.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing better than free.
Free's good.
Right.
Roger, you're so busy. You're like, oh, I was in China. I was in the Dominican. I was having lunch in New York. Are you ever just home petting the dogs and hanging out and doing nothing?
A little bit, but so much of our work now is overseas that we're sort of in constant movement. But I will do a picture in California later this year.
Are you looking for actresses? Or
yes, yes, yes.
You know. Yeah.
Yes. How are you?
The next beast.
How are you with a monster drawing blood?
Not a problem. Whatever you need, Roger Corman. Anything you need. As long as we're shooting in 2 days, I can do it.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I wish you the best of luck with your YouTube channel. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Anytime you want to come in, I mean, if you want to come in and every month and hang out and tell stories of Hollywood and what and your YouTube channel and how you're discovering new things and what you're working on, because it's just amazing to have you in the studio. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to come back, and Father's Day is this Sunday. And here's some gift ideas that look like something your dad would want, like as seen on TV stuff, but don't get this stuff.
Okay.
It's like one example is called Clean Strides. This is something where it's pretty much, you know, the garage broom that you hook two on the end of your boots. So you just walk around with your boots and you're sweeping the floor with your boots. It sounds like a good idea. Probably
broom man.
Not. Yeah, Roger, real quick before you go. Is there, like, did someone bring you an idea, a pitch that, like you said, you kind of mentioned it with Sharktopus, where the idea was so over the top that you couldn't do it. But was there a movie idea that, you know, you didn't, you said, no, there's no possible way. That idea is just ridiculous and then I can't do it. The most ridiculous one.
There were so many ridiculous ones. I'd like to be able to pick one out. Actually, I thought Sharktopus was the most ridiculous title.
Turns out it was the most popular.
Right.
And then was there one of your films that you had, like, when you look back fondly, it's like, I had so much fun making that particular film.
Oh, the second picture I made, as a matter of fact, which is one of the pictures in the 30 on Corman's Drive-In, is The Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
And I made money twice with that.
Yeah.
I made money when I made the picture, and then Universal had this, and Neil Moritz was the producer at Universal, had this car racing picture, and they didn't like the title. And they'd heard about mine, and they called and said, would you sell us the title, The Fast and the Furious? And I said, sure.
What am I doing with it? You know, just sitting around here.
So we scored. They're now up, I think, to Fast and Furious 6 or so.
Right. Nice. Made money twice.
No doubt. Once again, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to have to take a break and come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.